So what made this lady possess her to treat this child like that? Do you, you know? It shouldn't have been done. The girl died on the 26th of January, which is this year. She had to wait 5 days. She had 5 days before she was finally took to the hospital, and then that's where she died. Due to a room, she went vomiting, fell down, and she no longer could see before she was finally rushed into the hospital. The paramedic recorded, forensic pathologist said he discovered she had more than 50 freaking marks on her body caused by child abuse. Now, that's crazy. Okay, she had 50 marks on her body. Who does that shit? Okay, we're gonna talk about people that who do that shit, and we're gonna find out what's going on with her right now. All right, they got footage of 3 other acts of abuse had inflicted on this girl in 2018. This lost me right now. Detectives found it. Okay, they found it, but somebody knew about it. I want to see what her father had to say about this. That's why I want to get to the part. Striking her parts of her girl body, hitting her head against the wall, kneeing her in her back, and more. One heart-wrenching video showed naked and struggling to hold cans in her hands, while her arms. While her arms were wide apart in painful stretching position. During this discipline method, Baker could hear her mocking the girl and telling her to keep her arms straight. She asked the girl if she cold. She said yes. She put her into a collar. She found her. She could fake lice in prison.
They're saying San Antonio is one of the top 5.
First degree. Okay, that's his. Whatever state this happened in, you know, they need to,
Did you get the one I sent you?
I didn't even say, kill her. Yeah, I ain't look at that one yet, but I'm gonna look at it. She was convicted of aggravated assault, battery, 3 counts of domestic violence, and endangered her life. Where the hell is the damn father? That's what I want to know. Where's the daddy at? Why is he not speaking on this shit? Okay, I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't understand why that's not happening. You know, just let me know. Put jam points in like you always do. And we take it from there. Another psychotic adult traumatizing a child because of their inability or refusal to deal with their own problems. That sounds about right. She should never be again free to hurt another child. In my world, could a child abuser worth sentence? A child abuser would be sentenced to death and never paroled. Yeah, dude, that's from Aretha Smith. She write about that. They let these they let these damn guys out of whoever, guy, woman, do child abuse, let them out of jail, like, and they're gonna put a tag on them. Nah, I think they just let them stay there. Just build a special jail for them in each city or county, whatever. And they ain't gonna last in the other jails when they find out what happened. You know, because it's like as soon as you walk in, they know what you did already. You ain't gotta tell them. Okay, everybody voice an opinion here. She got justice, but she had to die to get it. That's kind of like that when people gotta die to get justice. You know, it's sad. You know, people do stupid shit all the time. It's like throughout the day. You know, I think getting life in prison, you know, well, she could get that. That'd be better for her. Because I just thought about it. Death is too easy. It's like a way out, you know. You won't remember nothing. Dead brain is dead, gone, that's it. You know? It just don't exist no more. You know? It wasn't useful then, so it ain't going to be useful now, so... But I don't understand why they waste taxpayer money on that shit. You know, but they do. This lady's going on and on and on and on. People are going on, making their points. 25 said no out of 518. Oh boy, you know who those are. I look at their names and find out who they are. Look them up. So don't go down their blog. That men are blind by color and their self-esteem are so low in the first place that they take up these trash and then they forget their own. Yeah, you're right about that. I've seen it happen. Wanting to be like the Joneses. Yepper. I truly pity these men. I sure he knew about it. He said he sure knew. He knew about it. He already know. Come on, that's his kid. You don't pay attention to your kid. You that fucking stupid. You don't see a kid, you don't say goodnight or nothing on the tour, and you just walk your ass straight in the house and just go straight to your bedroom. Well, I think he should be charged too by association for letting it go on that long. Because I know he came across the tapes. I know he seen his daughter. I know she tried to tell him. I know he was trying to tell him. And this, they didn't listen. Everybody's saying here, where's the father at? That's what I'm reading. I don't know. The mother, the father, and the boyfriend disagree. They're gone. It's crazy. Well, at least that little girl, you know. I wonder how her mother's taking it. That's what I need to know. See, we don't know the whole story why the little girl left. Why she with her father when her mother died or got taken away or something, you know, but... She wasn't like she just came out of the fucking frying pan into the fire. That's what it looked like to me. You gotta read this now. They had her naked, holding up freaking cans and shit, and putting collars on her and all kinds of shit, and making her walk in the damn snow and, you know, crawl in the snow like a dog and shit. You know, it's so you need to tell me. Nobody in that whole neighborhood didn't know what the hell was going on. And why is it always like that? When it comes to somebody's death, nobody don't know what the fuck happened. Or somebody get injured, they don't know what happened. And it's like 30 motherfuckers around and they don't know what the hell happened. But they sit there and say, well, you know, this shouldn't have, I would have did this and what. No, we already been in that position right now with George Floyd. People just wondering, oh, I would have did this, did that. No, you wouldn't, because you would have did it. You would have did it in the first fucking place. But, you know, they sat there and let the man die. So, basically, it's the people's fault and the cops' fault. Both their faults. You know? Now they're talking about they can't do the chokehold no more, so they're kind of, like, quitting. So, I guess that's the way they feel. Let them quit. Because they got mad because they can't choke nobody. You ain't supposed to be choking people anyway. They forgot their conduct code, what it is. Alright? Supposed not to enforce no force, that unnecessary force that is. And they take a vow to that. You gotta read it, and you gotta just read that part, and it tells you when it got established, when it placed, and you know. Now the cops, they some of them, you know, I blame the good cops too, because the good cops supposed to be the ones arresting criminals, and they got criminals dressed up in uniforms that's fucking around doing dumb shit, you know. No, I'm just reading out text that's going like real fast, reading them on my phone. Well, you bet they do it all the time. It's not, you know. Right now, she ain't the best place she could be right now. Because they'll probably have to put her in protective custody some damn way, because she ain't going to last that long in prison that long. Trust me. At all. All right, so, I just hope that everybody, you know, got guys that finished looting and taking what you got, what you need. Okay, if you did, good. You know, when you finish with that shit, you need to go back and go straighten up the shit and the mess and death behind. You know, but you're good, right? So all that tearing up the damn street, stealing and turning over police cars, did what did it do? I'm just trying to figure this shit out. Y'all did some damage. Just sit there and think about it. I ain't saying don't get upset or get mad, but it's the way you handle things. The way things should be taken in place, in order. So, I don't see nobody putting up on their phone right now. I ask the question again. Those that rioted got what you wanted, an air conditioner. That's stupid. You ran down the street with a goddamn air conditioner. Fucking cops running around arresting people, and you won't run with the air conditioner. Breaking into Target and Kmart. Tearing up the food place. You know, people gotta freaking eat, they get their food for their kids and stuff. I ain't care about none of that. Them ones that I'm talking about that tore up stuff in the neighborhood. Oh, somebody posted up. Okay, Cherry, I'm asking you one question. There's a lot of y'all coming out of the closet right now at the end. Okay. All right, Benji's, I read that. Cherry, how did you know the boyfriend was in on it? They shared videos of the abuse. And he should be facing jail too. How did you know all this stuff? Because if you knew this stuff was happening, you're at fault too. I'm just saying. Because, you know, like I said again, people see shit happen, like getting that shit, knowing they're supposed to be getting done to them or it's going to kill them. They don't say nothing. Just turn the other way. And the girl's dead. So we're in 2018, this is happening. Now 2019, it's still going on. 2020, 29 days into the year, she's dead. And for 5 days of that lengthy month, she walked around throwing up, falling over the place until she went damn near went blind and couldn't see. And then they took her to the hospital. Great. That sounded like a real good plan. God, you know, and you wonder why sometimes shit goes the way it goes. Okay, Jamar 13, okay, it's twisted, yes, it's sick. Sick and confused, Bobby abused the same, but instead of breaking the chain, she grew resentful, hateful, and killed this inner child. What is y'all talking about? She, did y'all know her when y'all was growing up or something? Because it seems like y'all know this woman. Because you can't say she was abused because she's doing something abused. You can't say that. You can't do that. That's like a no. The jurors were motivated by the hate or because they had no way they can call that premeditated. It was premeditated. I don't know. You better watch who the fuck y'all be voting for. I'm telling you, you better do some homework on them. Stop voting on them because they said they good on television because they look, you know, they take the part. You gotta do some damn homework. Know who the hell you voting for. Because your damn life is in their hands. You don't realize that? Yes, Jamal, I said that. Our lives are in the damn government's hand. So what if they say, you know what? Tell all their troops to go kill their fucking body. Then what you gonna do? So everybody's running around, scrambling around the street, trying to shoot and fight the military. What's gonna happen? Huh? Why? Because somebody elected the wrong official because of their popularity or something like that. You know, you're not gonna let them down. But now that person that said, you voted for that person that's to kill everybody, and everybody's like, well, I voted for you. I don't care. I ain't tell you to vote for me. And that's what's gonna happen. Come out their mouth, then you're gonna feel they look like an asshole. So y'all people be careful who y'all vote for this year. Because it's not just America depending on it, the damn world is depending on it. On who we vote for this year. Right, I think Trump and Biden shouldn't even been in there. Put somebody in there. I don't care. Don't put them two in. Cause Biden ride on the coattail and Bush just don't give a fuck. I mean Trump. Okay, so that's what is going down. All right, we got like 5 more minutes, 6, 7, about 7 more minutes. All right, That's right, no excuses about her abuse. There ain't no excuses.
Hello?
Thank you, somebody said it was premeditated. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yup, that's right, mad as hell. Okay, I hear you. You said, you're stupid. Referring back to Jamal again. Jamal, you need to cut it out, you know. Is you on this show for just jokes or are you just... You got nothing to do. I'm serious. Because everything that you said sounds stupid and everybody's retorting back to you and getting mad at you. Right? Lay just said you're stupid. That's low down attorney dog had time to get a video camera. She went to get the video camera. So that's premeditated. She planned it. That's why she went and got the video to record it. It was in the plan. The camera. Pay attention. Alright. No, she don't deserve death because that's too easy. Get her daddy too locked up? Okay. No, it's okay. You gonna lock the whole family up, huh? Just for wait a minute. Lock them for it. Could get away with even touching and staying strand on the hair of his own child. He let alone. Okay, that father. Alright. Okay. I was trying to figure out you were talking about her daddy. You're talking about the girl's father. Need to get put away too. Yeah, you're right. He does. I'm gonna get a kick out of this. It's sad, but, you know, I ain't dwelling this all night and all morning. Just something that somebody wanted to discuss, touch base. I gotta get to another subject, all right? That just came into me. Somebody wanna check on it. I'm fishing again. Alright, no, that's it. Next week, yeah, you ladies and men should start getting ready for the next wave. It's gonna be a swimsuit, okay? And the week after that will be GQ. Then after GQ, it's gonna be back to the women again. And after that, it's gonna be GQ. And then the following week to the next month, it's gonna be both together on for 3 days, that's it. I'm not gonna go the whole week doing it. So, I think most of y'all sent your stuff in, but it was way too much. Be honest, I couldn't handle it, so I just went for what I had, and that's it. Only the first 20, that's it. I think I let too many people in for it to do that, and I couldn't handle it. To be honest with you, you know, it's not an easy job. Because trying to make sure that's going right, and that, then pool season coming up, so it's a lot going on. I'm trying to get to my dad on Messenger. Can't you find it on his phone? It's somewhere. I knew it's here, but just trying to find out where you're at. There you go. So hope y'all. Okay, I see that question. Okay, now let's go. Did y'all see my other one with the birthday cake? The lady in Finland. She was like, she was not racist. She was like against race. She was a government official, and she was head of the Department of Racism and all stuff like that in their country. And she couldn't tolerate it, and she didn't do it. But you know what? That's what she did in public. Okay. But behind closed doors, she had a birthday cake dressed up like a lady. And then, this is how far they went, okay? Every time they cut the cake and cut the vagina or whatever they do, the lady would scream. But what they did was they had a person get on their knees and put their head where the head's supposed to be. And everything, and they, so they could see down the cake. And every time that they got on the cake,
trying to figure out what to do.
They cut them. They cut it and they start screaming and hollering and stuff like that. Check it out. It's on my site. I got a lot of stuff on my site that it's very tragedy, you know. People are like, what this world's coming to? No, it's not what the world's coming to. It's like, now where to go? That's what it is. Where do you go now? Can't go out the country. You can fly around it, but you can't go out the country. If you want to, but yeah, you can go out the country, I think so. But they're about to bring that stuff back up again. Prove the point. Same issue 50 years ago. They went through this riot through the states over one person. Well, my grandmother got shot, so she was the first victim, and the neighborhood found out and went even got madder at the police for just shooting her, because my grandmother was like one of the nicest person, one of them neighborhood grandmas, and everybody know what a neighborhood grandma is. So you know, she's very spiritual and everything, so she didn't deserve that. I'm trying to read this one. Oh, man. He's choking this guy in the sheriff department. And somebody's filming it. guy's punching the shit out of him. He just killed this guy.
Hey, it's Judah. No one can doubt in this video that this is clearly another instance of excessive force. Four officers on one black man who's disabled in a wheelchair. We see them constantly putting their knee into his rib cage. Now he's choking the man. The man can't breathe. Where are these officers threatened? Where were they fearing for their lives? Why is that poor? And why aren't they using tasers, their proper equipment, to restrain this man? If he's in a wheelchair, is there really a need to restrain him? They're upset because he's saying slurs. He's saying negative things, but that requires an officer to hold their composure. They are not supposed to respond this way. When will it stop? Police need to be federalized so that they are held to higher standards.
All right, so we know about that. So it's my first time seeing it. I really, you know, okay, black guy, okay, but I think any color, any race shouldn't go through that. Regardless, a person as a human being should not go through that. What they're inflicted on it. As a country, you know, we gotta stick together and stop letting the government divide us on this bullshit, you know, because they find a lot of bullshit so we get divided from, and you know it just happened recently. I talked about this on my other show a long time ago, before it took place at right during coronavirus, when they started doing the curfew time. I was telling people, listeners, make sure you do this, do that, because solitude is going to catch up with you, and you're not going to be able to handle someone mentally coming out. And what happened? I said, you don't need people killing yourself, because people will do it. Mentally ill, they'll go psycho crazy. And like, when you see them like that, just do something. Some people probably didn't do it, didn't take no care of me. Guess what? The person's dead because they took their life because of being in a house, you know, confinement. And it's worse when you're living in the mountains and woods. Because there's no one around. Isolation. Some people can't handle it, some people could. And some people don't care if they're by themselves or not. They don't care. You know. We're going through a lot. Okay. I bet you that you can tally up the death between police officers, the death that they implicated on their prisoners, will probably out total more than coronavirus ever. When coronavirus took it out, I guess if you go back from those years when it started, police started, up to now, it's going to be maybe 3 to 4 times more death than what coronavirus did. And it's sad to say that.
Excuse me?
You officers. What is wrong with y'all? Did y'all take all the dope and used it? Because there ain't none in the neighborhoods. Can't even find a damn aspirin. Let me find out. Yeah, most of you did anyway. So I mean, don't even think about texting me on my page about this. I don't know what I'm talking about, because I do. Because I know what you do. And what you do is try to be a bully. What is the point of y'all kicking and punching and hitting on somebody? Okay? But what it proves to me is that them six cops that's in, I didn't say what the jail was with the wheelchair. Somebody gonna look it up and find out. Cause I'm gonna look up and find out and send them a nice letter. Alright? Or I'm gonna just call them up and tell them. I don't care. They're a bunch of pussies. No, yep. Y'all past pussy. Y'all on another level. Way below pussy. Y'all on another level. Y'all past scaredy cat. Y'all do shit that makes the devil think twice. That's how bad y'all are. Alright? That's how bad y'all are. Satan himself gotta think twice about the shit you did. Cause y'all ain't even qualified to go to hell.
Yeah. No, we're gonna do it faster than that. I got homegirls getting this big old settlement
check. So you understand?
And she wants to lend me some money to get a vehicle.
No. I'm gonna get a place. Oh, sorry. It don't make no sense. Alright.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense. We about to wrap it up. Like 2 minutes over. But remember what I said though. Okay.
Or maybe we should ask the police,
you can't. I can't handle one person.
Yep.
One person. You mean to tell me y'all couldn't get one-on-one with a man in a wheelchair? He can't walk.
Huh? Right now, I have nothing.
He can't walk. And he's in a wheelchair.
The whole thing?
Crazy. Now you got beaten up on handicapped people? First he's beating up on kids, then he's beating on blacks, then he's beating up on pregnant people, women, and then he start attacking women, taking tampons and stuff out of their private parts and trying to rip them and get them locked up. Then, now y'all, you know, beating up people in wheelchairs.
Okay. Joe,
up. What kind of Mickey Mouse shit is that?
Be safe. Stay away from that COVID. Put your goddamn mask on and wash your hands.
Shit. More from police worse than a COVID.
You won't be ready for me to wipe your ass. I got you, nigga. Alright. I love you too.
Yeah, so, I was thinking, This is a live. This is a live environment. I like live environment. I don't do that old script bullshit, you know, read from the piece of paper online like the mother people do. I don't do that. I say what I gotta say on my mind. Alright? That's the best way to do it. I speak what I say and that's it. And I try to stick by it. All the time. Alright? You officers had a code. You're beating up on people in the chairs. You know? So just like I said, y'all have no honor amongst y'all. And the cops, like I said, the bad cops, you can't even go to hell, because there's no place that God can put y'all right now, because that's some crazy shit. The devil ain't even thinking. I don't know what God y'all serving, what the hell is y'all doing, but, alright, that's, you know, then it takes four y'all, a man in a wheelchair, y'all beating on old people. I seen an episode where they did elderly at getting arrested. The hell's a 95-year-old woman gonna do, and y'all taking 6 of y'all to arrest her? And she was strong as shit, too, because y'all couldn't even put her in the car. Because y'all don't do what y'all supposed to do. Y'all don't lift y'all weights. You sit... If you think the bulletproof vests are making your chest look big, no, it's not. Alright? Ain't nothing big about you. Ain't nothing right about you. Ain't nothing. And the good cops, y'all more guiltier than them because y'all allowing them to do this shit. Because you're too damn scary. How can you be a cop and be scary? That's crazy. I don't understand it. Used to it, you know. Now they done ripped down the, there's no more Confederate flags. You can't fly on the way to the United States. They put them down, burn them. So, you know what happened. The Confederate people, y'all lost y'all flag because of the dumb shit y'all be doing. Okay. You know the next flag's coming down? The American flag. You know why? Because we vote Trump in. Them other countries that are standing by just in case y'all do that dumb shit again, they're going to attack this country. They're going to come to this country. Just like we go to their doorstep, they're going to come to our doorstep. Voice and print number. It's IOP. And, so,
this is badwit.com and a VOIP number.
It's just like the internet number. They call me on Wi-Fi.
So,
badwit.com.
That's the company that's supporting the router. Now,
it's just like Google has voice.
So, cause I want y'all to tell me where the hell stupidity fell out at. Where it's growing at. So I can go burn this shit up. Cause I eat too much of it. And that's what I said. Like I said too. The police, you need to go put that dope back. It's not y'all, because y'all stole it all. That's why y'all run around here doing this stupid shit. Okay? Y'all got problems. You know, don't sit there and blame it on anxiety and stress at home. There wasn't no stress when you was getting you going for signed up for it. It wasn't stressing you out then. I know what y'all want to do. All y'all want to do is sit in the fucking car with the air conditioning on and talk about chicks on Facebook or something at, or some chick at the restaurant, or talk about how good Officer Son Officer Julian look, or how they look and everything, right? So that don't make no sense. But I thank my friend for bringing it up and telling me that, cause you know, that reminds me, okay? Okay, and people. I'm gonna tell you again. I say this all the time. Stop pulling the racial card out, okay? Stop pulling that bullshit card out. It ain't about race, because I've been riding the coattail too long. It ain't no more coattail. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say? Because I'm going to tell you this shit right now. Everybody's getting what the fuck they deserve around the whole board. Okay? White people getting what they deserve. Black people getting what they deserve. I cuss on my show if I want to.
Ooh, now he does.
Because I'm on a different show. I'm on the FM radio. So, So, everybody's getting what they deserve. Chinese got what they deserve. Arabic got what they deserve. Did you notice that? Do you notice this shit? That everybody's getting what the hell you deserve. Even I get what I deserve. You know why? Because... And who's gonna get what they deserve? Gonna get it? Your kids. The kids gonna get it. Because nobody not stopping this stuff. Y'all keep continue going on with it. Alright? the officer that applied that move, the knee move, you gotta know how to do that move. You gotta know how to do it. They tell you that in the state. They tell you that in training. Do not use this move unless necessary is needed. Okay. That means if the guy is like 7'8", if he's eight feet tall, muscle as hell, that's when you use it. Yeah, I have a friend of mine. You wanna hear how to tell the story? I'm gonna tell the story. Say, him and his friend, they went out. Okay, they come from somewhere. They walk past a school. And he's telling the story now. He's telling now, cops threw him to the ground, put his knee in his back. You know. And that's it, but I'm gonna have a guest today. I'm gonna get in touch with him and let him take over and get on the band wagon. But I'm talking slow because I'm kind of tired. Not mentally tired because, you know, the stuff I seen today was just crazy. I hate to hear about kids get hurt. I hate to hear any people get hurt. I know what y'all wanted me to say. Didn't y'all? No. This is what you want me to say. Right? What I wanted to say, I'm reading right now. Okay. You want me to say? No, I'm not going to say that. It doesn't matter. My screen can cut now. Hold on. It doesn't matter which color you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are or nationality or whatever. It was done wrong. Right? Because, you know, if you don't believe in God now, you better believe in something. I don't care if you get a rabbit's foot and believe in that, do something. Because the rate they're talking, trying to scare everybody again with this corona, like they're going back to lockdown again. Because certain shit. Oh, and another thing too. The person that was in charge of the getting all the black owners that own guns to go march with their guns too. That should have been done when a couple of months ago, not now. You know, that, I don't know what's wrong with y'all people. Because I swear to God, I got left behind on some shit that I fucked around and I missed the boat somewhere. You know, because the shit y'all think about doing is off the hook. It's crazy. No morals, no nothing. But you know what? It's that time. You have a good night. We'll continue this at 10 o'clock. I see you at 10. And thanks for joining in. Any requests or want to talk about anything, let me know. And we'll get it done. And that's it. Thank you for tuning in to New Beginnings. Abraham 586. And I'm out of here. Bye. Yeah, go. You got to go home, but I ain't go home, but you ain't got to get out of here. So, and I got to get out of here. So catch you later and have a good day.